Both of Disney's Snow White trailers now have more than 1 million dislikes on YouTube. By Warner Todd Houston on January 31, 2025. The news for Disney's upcoming live-action remake of Snow White just keeps getting worse as both trailers for the troubled film now have more than 1 million dislikes each on YouTube. The latest barrage of dislikes started immediately after the Christmas Day release of the preview for its upcoming remake of Snow White. Even as the film's star, Rachel Zegler, continuing to be a lightning rod for controversy. The first trailer released in the middle of 2024 quickly earned more than 1 million downvotes. And now the teaser clip for the March release has suffered a similar fate. First, the teaser trailer released last year was hit with a massively negative response. To date, it has earned 101,478 likes, but also an incredible 1,448,877 dislikes. The official trailer, which hit YouTube in December, fared no better, having earned 40,530 likes as of the publication of this story. But the massive 1,015,508 dislikes far outpaces the positive views. At current trends, the recent special look clip is also on pace to earn majority negative views. Since its release in December, the special look featuring one of Zegler's songs has earned an anemic 4,875 likes and an overwhelming 43,885 dislikes. Perhaps even worse than all this, a parody video that takes some of the most pointed negative comments and turns them into a heavy metal song earned nearly as many likes as any of Disney's Snow White videos in only a few short days on YouTube. It has been reported that the budget for Snow White has ballooned upwards to $300 million or more as it has suffered multiple reboots and reshoots, meaning it would have to make a huge amount of money to start turning back its production costs, a prospect that seems increasingly remote. The backlash to the film started early in 2023 when images were released of the film's concept of the seven dwarf characters, which showed a multiracial group of actors, only one of whom was a dwarf. The photo reveal sent advocates for dwarf actors into a tailspin, including Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage, who called the decision to cast two actors with dwarfism as fucking backwards. At first, Disney tried to claim the photos were fake, but later admitted that the photos of a multiracial cast idea for the seven dwarfs was their original plan, which they abandoned due to the backlash. But that kerfuffle was minor compared to the hate stirred by the film's star, Rachel Zegler, who has made a long series of outrageous statements ripping the original film as misogynistic, insisting the new film will be woke and feminist, ripping Donald Trump voters as racists, and spouting off about her hatred for Zionists and her support for Hamas-led Palestinians. Not only did Zegler attack President-elect Donald Trump and his 76.8 million voters, she went a step farther and even wished harm to come to them and said, "May you never know peace," in an angry series of post-election Instagram stories posts. "I find myself speechless in the midst of this. Another 4 years of hatred, leaning us towards a world I do not want to live in," she began, later adding, "May Trump supporters and Trump voters and Trump himself never know peace." Zegler claimed that those who voted for Trump are part of a deep, deep sickness in this country. She added, "There is no help, no counsel, in any of them." She later tried to apologize for her comments. In another example of her controversial behavior, Zegler inflamed fans in August by declaring Free Palestine on social media while promoting the new trailer for the big-budget movie. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.